So death comes along through, let's take a hypothetical case, a businessman. Generally, businessmen are not enlightened individuals. He hasn't thought about the greater things in life, only about his own little tiny selfish world, which makes him an extremely unenlightened person. He has a heart attack, he passes on. A part of his structure contains his full consciousness, and this goes on to another realm. Now, in this body, he is just as physical as ever he was on earth. Let us not get that wrong either. This is where the spiritualists, those in England anyway, slip up very badly. They seem to think that when a person passes on, he is in a non-physical body. This is not correct. The auric body, which is around you now, is physical. And this is the part which contains your consciousness, your memory, and your life, and which passes on. Coming back to our unenlightened businessman, he would go to a realm of waiting in order to gain certain instruction and preparation. He would stay there for a certain length of time. You couldn't say whether it would be 15 minutes or a year, because every case would have to be judged individually. Then he would go on to another realm which he deserves to inhabit. I call this second realm the realm of deserts. It depends on how he's lived his life. Our idea of the selfish businessman makes him one of the masses, and he would go to not a very high realm. And there he would gain further experience. He would live on this realm as he has lived upon earth. We hope not in such a selfish fashion, but nevertheless he would live there for a certain length of time. Again, we can't be dogmatic and say he'd have to stay there for such and such a time. Not at all. He may stay there for 5, 6, 7, 8 years in our time. In his time, this might seem a lot longer. Then, of course, and this is where the Aetherius Society gives information which no other society has yet done, to my knowledge, he would go to what the cosmic masters call the Hall of Self-Judgment. And in the Hall of Self-Judgment, he would judge himself. No, nobody is going to judge him. Nobody is going to condemn him. But he will learn how to judge himself, be his own judge and jury. He will then begin to impose limitation, or the higher self will begin to impose limitation upon the lower self, and he will then await reincarnation upon earth. He will choose his mother and his father. He will choose, with the help of advisors, the exact time to come back, the exact environment to come back, in order to give him certain lessons, which these advisors, coupled with his higher consciousness, will predetermine.